WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
We really take the view from space for granted, but the space view is only 48 years old. On April the 1st, 1960, NASA launched the first weather satellite, TIROS 1, from Cape Canaveral, Florida. TIROS, for Television Infrared Observation Satellite, sent the very first TV images from space to the ground station at Fort Monmouth, New Jersey. The pictures clearly showed the New England coast and Canada's maritime provinces north to the St. Lawrence River. The photos were airlifted pronto to Washington, D.C. to be presented to President Eisenhower. TIROS 1 was an aluminum and stainless steel drum measuring only 42 inches in diameter, 19 inches high, and weighing only 270 pounds. An array of 9,200 solar cells powered its two TV cameras, one high-res and one low-res. One antenna received control signals from ground stations, and another four transmitted TV images back to Earth. Two TV recorders stored images when the satellite was out of range of ground stations. The polar orbiting craft was not constantly pointed at Earth and could only operate in daylight, so coverage was not continuous. It functioned for just 78 days, but it sent back thousands of pictures of cloud patterns forming and moving across the face of the planet. And most importantly, it proved the theory that satellites could effectively survey global weather from space. The Environmental Science Services Administration, or ESA, predecessor to today's NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, launched more TIROS satellites with NASA in the next few years. But it wasn't until TIROS 9 in 1965 that the program achieved complete daily coverage of the entire sun-illuminated side of the planet. Just a weather history note on a big milestone in our field. If you have weather questions, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.